There's a song from me to you.
Radio.
We'll be back after this. Going out to all the ladies after all the relationships.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
Our relationship.
It's raining. I want you to come home to me, please.
Baby, come home. I got my negligee on. And I'm all sprayed up. No.
I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? Bring a fall. I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? It's like two wheel sides and I'm down in the valley on the left. It's where I make my on the rise. It's where I got my money. I wanna be rich, but I'm needing her body. Here I am in the middle of nowhere. My mind is trapped in midair. I don't know what to choose. Do by your level, and I don't wanna lose. Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? Bring a fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone, she says she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? These are the two main things that pique my interest. Money, love, time, my interest. From them I take no recess now. I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work?
Come on home to me. I need you in my home with me. I'm at the peak of my. You fulfill my every fantasy. I'm at home all alone and it feels funny then.
Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone, she says she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone, she says she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo?
Yeah, guys. If you got it, attend to your boo. See, I don't have a boo. The boo I have doesn't love me anymore. So with that being said and done, I have nobody. I'm not going to run out there and get anybody because, you know, I want her. She don't want me. But anyway, let me show you. You hit us up on MySpace. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We'll be here till 10:30. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests. I don't know. I'm really going through it. You know, around this time, everyone, you know, has a relationship going on. Me, I'm alone, and the girl I want doesn't want me. And it's because she keeps thinking about the past. It's just a big fucking mess up. And, you know, I can easily just go out here and get another bitch, but, you know, you don't want to do that because, you know, don't know, man. Whatever. We're going to keep it fucking moving. We'll play a new track or whatever. We'll go to November's music. Play some new tracks and shit. This is really, you know, nothing really to brag about. This is brand new Nas, Barack Obama. Let's go.
What's the black press thinking on election night?
At this moment, in this election, America, we cannot turn back.
Change the world. DJ Wild Out.
Moment of truth. Election night.
Change the world.
Here we are, it's the moment of truth. Election night.
Change the world.
Yeah, it's the moment of truth. Election night.
Change the world.
And your Greenland, we did it.
Greenland.
We need great street trips to make peace with. Any pie room, you and I unify. Can't get split, appeals for the homies. Case get acquitted, it's real for us, homie. I'm a first time voter. How can I front? Barack been campaigning like 21 months. Yeah, the whole country need answers. Why he gotta deal with grandma dying from cancer? No time off, no days off, a night to sleep. He ain't even got time to weep. And we standing online when we normally don't. People pray black people too lazy to vote. Rain, snow, or sleep. How many old folks been through Jim Crow? Tears going down their cheeks. You got right-wing fascists jumping out their window. Lindbergh, Hannity, watch them lose their sanity. Here we are, it's the moment of truth. He's about health care, education for youth. Election night, but wait till your inauguration. Black tie fair, and I don't need an invitation. Yeah.
Change the world.
Change the whole world.
Change the world.
Change the world.
Witness history all in the making.
So a president's needed. America surprised us. A little black man got us. Got us.
Pretty much. Let the black man guide us. My barber has this book out called How Much Can Daddy Take? And the relationship is based on lies, lust, and betrayal. You end up with baby mama drama. How much can daddy take as a baby mama drama? It's a good book. It's in stores near you. If you want your own copy, definitely hit me up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. It's a good book. You don't have to, you know, be a baby's father, you know, have a baby mom, whatever, to read the, you know, to get, you know, into the book. The book is pretty deep. I'm going to read, like, just a little bit of it, just so y'all can, just a sum up, so y'all can see, you know, what it's about. Some of the books are $10. They're really $15, but, you know, since it's on the radio, I'm going to drop that $5, you know, the niggas can, you know, get that, you know, they could put that in a gas thing or whatever. And once again, I'm GQ. Now that I got myself nice and comfortable, I want to tell you a little story. It's based on some real issues that most people encounter on a day-to-day basis. But the twist is not getting caught up in this everyday bullshit and being able to see this shit before it goes down. You dig? And not only that, but move accordingly. Now, that's some gangster shit. I said, can you dig it? I'm going to tell you about this kid I know. Now I'm going to tell you about my nigga, because I know this dude is one of the realest. Now, I'm not just trying to hype this shit up, because I seen this shit with my own eyes. Now, bust it. Everything this cat said he was going to do, he did it. And everybody most definitely did not know the type of shit this nigga had in his mind or what he was capable of doing. But I know. Because most of the time, he would tell me what he was about to do when it was almost done. So I'm not really surprised, but you might be. I've been this dude, or I've seen this dude build houses, cars, start multiple businesses, travel the world. I mean, really just do whatever he felt like doing and still help a multitude of people and stay real. Truly amazing. Defying all odds, never letting nothing or no one stop his game. I'm proud to know this man the way I do. I'm proud to know this man the way I do. This dude took some real issues, mixed them up with some hypotheticals. Hold on. Ah, man, it's too late. I'm like, be fucking. How it goes down. He pretty much talks about how it's going down in the courtroom, along with about 4 years of Jerry Springer and Maury on top of 15 years. And the barbershop and personal bullshit that's been tried on him. My man straight flipped the script, changed his whole purpose in life, and proved that the pen is mightier than the sword. The sword get you in trouble. The pen will get you paid. Can you dig it? That's so buckle up and watch your boy paint this hair masterpiece. Yours truly, Cat. I remember a part in the movie 48 Hours when Reggie Hammond, played by Eddie Murphy, took Jack Cate's badge and reminded him of what he told him his job consisted of, and that was bullshit and experience. Well, come check out some of this bullshit I had to experience. Let's ride. Again, this is the beginning. Every word in the contents of this book is true, to the point if it were necessary, I would put my life up against the words herein. To the best of my recollection, I am writing each incident precisely and accurately. Some things you will read about the average person would be ashamed of, yet some of my experiences one may very well be so proud of, or know someone that many have made it through such horrific ordeals. More times than none, the truth hurts so bad that people would rather stay in the state of denial rather than to look in the mirror and face themselves, as well as some of their past actions. They would tend to choose their selective memory, meaning they would select what they would prefer to remember rather than to deal with the truth, because the truth hurts, and at times real bad. When you hurt someone emotionally, you hurt them very deep on the inside. Even though the victim may find it in their heart to forgive you, it is very hard to forget. When pain is caused, whether it is physical, mental, or emotional, it leaves a scar. Damn. There was a true saying, do unto others as you want. I don't even fly with you. Damn. Y'all wondering why I'm doing that? It's because the woman that I was talking to, that I wanted to be my wife. I just read that passage, little book, that little piece of the book, and it's like right when I'm about to just give up and be like, you know, fuck her, this and that, yada yada. I read that, and that just digs in my brain like, yo, people may forgive but never forget. It leaves a scar. Now, what do? Do I just move on with life and say, fuck it, I'm in love with this girl? Or do I stay blowing up her phone every fucking day and it's amazing? I'm in love with this girl, but she doesn't want me. And I'm sure you don't want to hear me whining and fucking moaning and complaining, so let's keep it moving. Some more fucking music. Got 46 minutes left. I gotta take my ass home, go to bed, because I got shit to do. I got a fucking meeting I gotta wake up and go to. Then I gotta see if I'm gonna get fired tomorrow. Because it's on some fucking bullshit. So, you know, it is what it is. Next up, this is brand new by Jay-Z, Heart of the City. Keep it locked on AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. Sit back and listen. If you don't like it, fuck you.
New York gangbang, pop, you feel the same thing. They use your name in vain. And I guess that's the issue. And it proves how much Dublin really misses you.
DJ Whiteout.
Up. Every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with hoes. What's up, these niggas gon' fed up, cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store. I got young fucks, young rappers. My nigga Big predicted the shit exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. The faggots hate when you getting money like athletes. Young as ice drilling me, oh, you're not feeling me, fine. Don't shoot nothing, pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin, ain't got time for fronting. Sensitive thugs, they all need hugs. Damn, little man, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just trying to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them try to do E. Hopefully, they'll manage why we smart. I don't want much, but I drove every car. Some nice cook, food, some nice clean drugs. Word ass niggas, I don't mean to rub y'all. I know you waiting in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love?
Wait out. Drop that. Drop that.
Where's the love? What's all the fucking fussing for? Cause I'm rubbing more. And I pack heat like the oven door. Niggas pray and pray on my downfall. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like round four. Now I don't wanna have to kill sound boy. Don't wanna have to cock back the 4 pound boy. Look, scrap, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you characters, I'm not a rapper. Can I live? I told you 96 that I came to take the shit. What I did, I handled my biz. I scrambled like Randall with his cutting hand. But the only thing running is numbers, fam. Nigga held you down 10 summers, damn, where's the love?
DJ Wild Out.
I said, where's the love? You got love for the rock, put your hands together, sing along.
And I'm gonna play this joint back to back. This is a brand new Jay-Z. Let's see. I just like the beginning of the song. You know, I mean, no disrespect to you people out there. I just like the beginning of the song, so you know, don't hold me to it. I'm just only gonna play the beginning, and then that's it. Violin or some shit like that. That doom, 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 doom. I'm into music, like, you know, so you can't blame me for it. We want to have another battle of the genders, but, you know, the female that was on there, that was holding it down, she's out of commission. Like, I can't get a hold of her, so I don't know what the hell's going on. She's not really, you know, I think she went back to college or whatever, I don't know. But, you know, if y'all want to know the battle of the genders, let me know. Let me see if I can get a hold of her, because she, you know, Miss Thang had a thing holding it down. I'm GQ. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Take a shout out to Occasion 7 Quest until 10:30. Yeah, but, it's, I don't know, man. It's just, I'm just going through a lot of shit. It seems like Thanksgiving's gonna be here right before you know it. I'm be fucking laying down in my bed by myself. You know, fucking Christmas is gonna be here. I'm gonna be alone again. New Year's is going to be, hey, I want to go to New York, but what the fuck is the point? I might just go to sleep. I don't know, man. It just fucking sucks. Like, I make one fucking mistake, and it's like I have to live with that shit for life, for the girl that I want to be with. Like, I can be with anybody, but it's the fact that I make one fucking wrong move, and because of that, I'm scolded for life. Anyway, this is Jay-Z. This is history. First black president. We ain't lose a child, nigga.
Together momentarily, we can make love and make history. Why won't you visit me? Until she visit me, I be stuck with her sister. Her name is Defeat. She gives me agony, so much agony. She brings me so much pain, so much misery. Like missing your last shot and falling to your knees as the crowd screams. Brother of the team, I practice so hard for this moment. Victory, don't leave. I know what this means. I'm stuck in this routine. Whole new different day. Same old thing. All I got is dreams. Nobody else to see. Nobody else believes. Nobody else but me. Boy, all you victory. I need you desperately. Not just for the moment. To make history.
DJ Wild
Out. Lighter. Wasn't watching, took chances repeatedly as a teenage boy before acne. Before I got proactive, I couldn't pay sheep. I just threw on my hoodie and headed to the street. That's where I met success. We lived together shortly. A success is like lust. She's good to the touch. She's good for the moment, but she's never enough. Everybody's had her. She's nothing like me. But success is all I got, unfortunately. But I'm burning down the block, hopping in and out of beat. Before I get killed, cause I can't get robbed. So before me, success and death, menage. I gotta get lost, I gotta find V. You gotta be the captain.
DJ Wild Out.
Lighter.
Drop that.
Coming with me. We'll have a baby who stutters repeatedly. We'll name him history to repeat after me. He's my legacy, son of my hard work, future of my path. He'll explain who I be, rank me amongst the greats, either one, two, or three. If I ain't number one, then I felt your victory. Ain't in it for the fame that dies within weeks. Ain't in it for the money, can't take it when you leave. I wanna be remembered long after you breathe. Long after I'm gone, long after I breathe. I leave all I am in the hands of history. That's my last will, testimony.
Welcome back. It's your boy GQ, holding it down, I'm tired of shit. like I said, I mean, I'm going to say it every day. Fucking women are like the recession. Like, your fucking relationship is like the recession. If you got a relationship, stick with it. Work through your problems. Me, I didn't realize that your past can be so haunting until I met this girl that I'm in love with. And it sucks. Because I know deep down inside she wants me, but then I don't know that. And what's so little to me is so much to her. And it's like I'm over here just reading this book over here, and I'm over here thinking about, yeah, baby daddy drama, baby mama drama, all that shit. And I get to the bottom half, like the bottom half, and it's like where it says, when pain is caused, Well, it says when you hurt someone emotionally, you hurt them very deep on the inside. Even though the victim may find it in their heart to forgive you, it is very hard to forget. When pain is caused, whether it is physical, mental, or emotional, it leaves a scar. There is a true saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that shit is deep because I just happened to pick the book up, and it's like now, I've read that part a couple of times, but I never really thought about it until now. And if there was a way that I can just take that shit back, I would. But unfortunately, the girl that I want to be with is very strong. And when she gets hurt, I mean, she's already put up with a bunch of my bullshit. But when she gets hurt, it's like, whoa. And it's deeper than that. Like, it's been other shit that's gone down, shit with me. And it's like, I guess it's what it's called, enough is enough. And I wish she can just hear me and just give me one more chance to know that I want her and only her. But unfortunately, I'm afraid to say that I think I lost her. And I don't want to give up. Cause I'm blowing the phone up and shit. And I don't want to give up, but I mean, when are you throwing this out? Like, she's not answering my calls. When I leave a voicemail, she don't listen to them. She just erases them. When I text her, she don't text me back. I mean, I sent the pictures of, you know what I mean? My car got fucked up, and she just don't give a shit. And, I mean, do you be mad at her for that, or do you be mad at yourself for, I don't know. You know what? Enough about me. I know you motherfuckers are like, who gives a fuck about your life? I'm just going to keep it moving. It sucks. Ladies and gentlemen, fucking work with your man or your woman or whatever. Don't fight. It's not worth it. Because you'd be lonely like me. And the day we stopped talking, she was like, oh, you always find somebody better than me. You know what, I can always find somebody better looking or better career or whatever, but I won't be able to find another you, and that's who I want. So I'm just going to have to live with, you know what, whatever. I'm in love with her. I can't help it. I'm not going to be able to forget her, but I don't mean to sound like a fucking pussy, but who gives a fuck? It's my show. You don't like it, fucking get the fuck out. Anyway. I'm going to keep it moving with some more music. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio. Station, let's just speak it.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message.
Let's see. What can I play for you people? I'll play for you people. I'll play his new joint by Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes, World Go Round. Let's go.
Look, it's been a long time. I should have left you. But now I came back to step through. Think of how many weak dudes you heard through. Time's up. Sorry I let you listen to them. You see I'm back with the gym. And you know that I always keep it hot to the end. And then again and again, that's how we.
Yeah. looking for. Watch how I bring the ceiling to the floor. I see the way I do it. Get a little raw now. Break something. See the way we kicking in the door now. When I come to your range in the cars now. Do what I say. Women to the floor now. More's what I'm coming to get. World tours now. Charter the jet. Got women sweating. And they ready. And they willing. I step to the telly while I steady do the diddy bop. Itchy with it. Shorty getting really hot. Witty with it. The way I'm quick to make the city stop. Wild all night. Mommy know the routine.
Sounds so right.
And I'm creating a new scene. Back to make mommy come and put it on you while I give it to you. Cause you know I'm back to do it for you. Just a little club, kinda hot. First on the scene, see the blunt fire spark. Snap shorty, take it to the corner where it's dark now. Shorty breathing all heavy hands all on me. Then she turn around and try to put her ass all on me. I ain't paying no mind till I seen the crew waiting on a soul train line now. Shorty working hard, trying to get with me. Wanna take me to the bathroom, trying to give me.
What?
I ain't tricking on them like my name tricky. When they smell my cologne, when they try to give me hickey. Like kissing and hugging and sucking on my wrist full of diamonds.
Move slow, I'll tuck a little chick in my pocket.
That's what I do all day, like the last girl to the show. Stay okay?
Next up is a brand new track by Lil Wayne and Notorious B.I.G. You're locked on AB Radio. That's the station that lets you speak your mind.
Motherfuckers is weak, baby niggas bitchin' and I gotta tote them. Listen close, I got duct tape and rope. I leave you missing like the fucking old Bannon. One hand on my money, one hand on my buddy. That's the AK-47, make his neighborhood love me. Brothers like birds, you can hear the bitches humming. Don't make that bird shit, he got a weak stomach. Niggas know I'm sick, I don't spit, I vomit. Got it, one egg short of the omelette. Simon says, shoot a nigga in the cyan leg and tell him catch up like mayonnaise. I'm the sickest G-Y-O. Nigga doing it. Bet that baby. These other niggas don't. I'm wet crack baby. Yes, get back, boy. This a step back. Club, yes, nigga slipping, fall into a death trap. Rest assured, I rest in the adore. Me and my chauffeur gotta. Sometimes I gotta let my girl hold her. I think I'm about to put some pearl on her. Yeah, and guess what, boy? You know a nigga just got papers on her. And I just got off paper for the. Now I can go and get some paper with this. What you wrong?
Right out, drop that.
Born without a backbone. And if you strap, we can trade like the Dow Jones. Run him up, I hope he got his towel on. I aim at the moon and get my howl on. Some niggas cry wolf, I'm on that dry cush. And when it comes to that paper, I stack books. You heard what I said, I could put you on your feet or put some money on your head. Life ain't cheap, you're better off dead if you can't pay the fee. Shout out my nigga B. See every motherfucker at the door don't get a key. You're outside looking in, so tell me what you see. It's about money, it's bigger than me. I told my homies don't kill him, bring the nigga to me. Yeah, don't miss, you fucking with the hitman. Kidnap a nigga, make him feel like
a
kid.
Your life is take note, your biggie. Take tote of the marijuana smoke.
Yo, drop
so
this
you
shit.
Wanna choke, gun smoke, gun smoke. Ricky smoke for mayor, the rap player, the hooker layer. Motherfucker, say your prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace. Smack the bitch in the face. Take her Gucci bag and a North Face off her back. Jab her if she acts. Fun
me with the money. Oh, you got me mistaken, honey. I don't want to rape you. I just want the paper, the visa, Khadija. I'm out like the vapors. Who's the one you call, Mr. Macho? The head honcho. Switch just like Kumacho. I got so massage, I should be down with the stylistic. Make up to break up. Niggas need to wake up. Smell the Indonesia. Beat you to a seizure. Then fuck your moms. Hit the skin to amnesia. She don't remember
DJ
shit.
Getting
the two hits. Her hitting the floor. And me hitting the clit. Sucking on the tit. Had the hooker begging for the dick. And your mom's ain't ugly, love. My dick got rocked quick. I guess I was a combination of House of Pain and Bobby Brown. I was jumping around and jumping around. Chapter, then I asked her who's the man. She said B.I.G. Then I bust in her E.Y.E. Yo, drop that shit.
Pretty much. I already know what it is. It's not a game. It's your boy GQ holding it down. Let's see what's going on, I'm on a space right now. And, pop champagne. Whoa, pop champagne. Oh, heads up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We're supposed to do a show today, actually at 7 p.m. But tomorrow we're going to do a show from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., 5 to 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It would be fully, you know, fully loaded. The crew would be there and all. Just that, you know, I'm feeling a little under the weather. And I'm wondering, why doesn't she love me anymore? Why? Why? anyway, it's your boy GQ holding it down. Head is up, 914-338-1782. We'll be on air for another 24 minutes. I'm just going to be playing, you know, different joints. Hot tracks and all that shit. Right now, next up is Lloyd Bizinks Freestyle. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. Station lets you speak your motherfucking mind. Let's go.
Yeah, 1-2-1-2. Allow me to show you how I do. South to Jamaica, God brew. My nigga HP, he not like you, man. Fuck your problems, I got mine too. Black cloud out, but I shine through. Probably been through what you been through times two. Little ass niggas can't fit my shoe. Miss
White
out, very big
heart.
Unique than anyone I knew from the start. I had a good life, she played a big part. She was my light, now everything's dark. Man, I love that woman more than I love living. Never cared what she got, she was too busy giving. She told me be strong, but I cried like a boy. It'll never be the same, an unfilled void. Brain full of clouds, blaming on the sour. Can't think straight, I'm growing every hour. Loyalty and honor, money and the power. Be real, nigga taught that as a toddler. Diamond and Impala, my Chevy on the slant. Kinda like my eyes, I'm heavy on a plant. B's on a hater, Pirelli's on a tramp. The man of the town, you can tell he got a stamp. Trust nobody, women on the jeans. The DNA data, and cock for the queens. Rocks for the fiends on the block full of dreams. All day scrambling and hot full of screams.
Yeah, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's your boy GQ holding it down. Doing my thing. You know, holding it down. That's what I do. You know, hold it down. Hold it down on every occasion. Let's see what's going on over here. Back from Vegas and in New Jersey to stay. And Vegas, I'll never take my ass to Vegas. I gotta play this joint right quick, man. I have to. This is from the movie. A lot of you people don't know about it. This is the movie Repo, and in the movie Repo, black ass nigga, what the hell is his name? Michael Blackston. He was in the movie. He plays as this actor. He plays as this guy named Coffee. You know, obviously, because he's black as shit. And he was on a dating process. Like, his boy was Master P. But, you know, it wasn't Master P in the movie. It was Master P, but he wasn't playing Master P. And Coffee's boy, which was Master P, was on a date. And his date was like, you know what? I'm gonna bring, you know, somebody for you. And then he's waiting for the chick, and the chick comes up, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, you had the wrong table. Come to find out it was a chick. She was beastie looking. So he just goes in. He just has all these jokes. It's fucking, it's hilarious. Funny as hell. So I'm gonna, login page. I'm going to play another track. And then I'm going to, oh, come on, where did it go? There we go. I'm going to play another track, and then I'm going to play this joint after it loads up. This joint is hilarious. We got 20 minutes left. I'm going to play this new pink joint, you know, turn it all down. I need love. So I'm going to play this pink, so what? Less guitar mix. Keep it locked on the beats of everywhere. The station lets you speak your mind. Angry Bastard Radio. What are you going to let me get the percentage up? What's up? What's going on? My computer's running extra slow today. There we go. Put down 70% for you people and let's go. Pink, school the world.
Pretty much.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm over here just being nosy for a second. Let me X out of this. Let's get this Let's get this little communion thing going.
Motherfucker.
Ah, hold on. Let me find it. There we go.
Hey, y'all.
You have to go.
Oh, you so silly. Hey, sister. Which one of these fine ass men is coffee?
That one right there.
Hi, coffee.
Who coffee? Who coffee?
George Foreman ought to be good.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm so ready to eat. That's for your black Christy,
Jesus, fuck me, Lord. Take a breath.
Don't be scared.
I'm not scared. I am scared. Shit.
Who's over there? Why are you going over there?
I think
nigga in your car, sir. Okay. I'm gonna bring it dead or alive. I'm gonna cut his balls and bring it into my hands for you. And I'll bring your car, sir.
I want my car. I don't know what the fuck he talking about. I'll bring a ball.
I'll wait up for
my car. That's a gay
killer. That's a gay killer. Bro, huh? I've waited my whole life for this. I am going to bring
T-Tot back.
Yes. Dead and alive. With his testicles in my hands. Now, I'll bring your car. I will go and I will tear his family up. I will prove to his wife and give her blood and flesh, sir. I will do whatever it takes to make you happy. I'm going to bring back his testicles in your car, sir. Your car and his balls, dead or alive.
Okay, look.
T-Tot is finished.
Yeah, that's why I was talking to T about this.
Come on, come on. Let's go ahead.
I don't want no nothing. Don't bring nothing in your hand. Come put your hands up. Like this when you come. Just bring my car.
I got you, boss. Sir.
Don't let him around Tic Tac fam.
What? Word, don't let him around Tic Tac fam. Yo, what the hell is this fucking computer, man? This slow ass computer. I asked this shit out a long time ago, man. What the fuck is going on? Hey, what the fuck is going on, man? Slow ass fucking computer, man. Shit is really pissing me the fuck off. Anyway, people, we got 10 minutes left. And, shit is not working out the way it's supposed to be working out. Come on. This shit right here is pissing me the fuck off now. She's really pissing me the fuck off. Come on, motherfucker. Shit. Damn. What the fuck is going on? Shit. You know what, man? I'm just gonna exit out of this shit. Trying to exit out of this shit, but it's not working. There we go. Because these videos is messing everything up. Messing everything up. Everything. Just close out. That's it. Just close out. Close the fuck out. That's my whole program up. Hold on, people. What the fuck, man? All right, there we go. Come on. I'm going to play one more track, and then we're going to come back with the closing out. We're going to close out today's show. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. A little bit of kissacity. Kissacity. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your girl DJ Blazita, best female DJ at the 2008 Just Those Mixtape Awards. This is Philly Renegade the Mixtape. Philly, stand up.
Garbage ass DJ Dig, corny ass nigga.
They are the harder they fall. Always had dreams to make a meal. I fulfill my dream, my new plans is to make a bill. And most of these niggas is fake, they ain't real. If something happens, they start rapping, they steal. I got plastic ass, I'm strapped, but I can still take a walk through the metal detector wearing the heckler. If I catch a nigga trying to apply pressure, I'm quick to lick a shot like real. I'm back, I was gone for a minute.
Let's get it.
Man, you can't do it like I did it.
Let's get it.
This pipe is the height of a midget.
Let's get it.
Is you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Let's get it. I caught a case, but I gotta quit it.
Let's get it.
The gun, I stay with it. I admit it.
Let's get it.
I rap about it, cause I really live it.
Let's get it.
Is you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
If you know you're not a homo, I say no homo. Hey, yo, I think saying no homo so homo. No, I'm not a homo. You already know, yo. It ain't gay when I say fuck niggas. Oh, no. You want drama? drama, then I'ma grip the fofo and air you out. Tear you out the frame like a photo. Yo, you just running your mouth, you don't run shit. You had your time to shine, your time done with. You might be dumb rich, but you ain't never done shit. That's why you jumping on songs talking a bunch of dumb shit. If you think you the best, then let's fit it. To prove to the world you really the best with it. Let's get it. I'm back, I was gone for a minute.
Let's get it.
Man, you can't do it like I did it.
Let's get it.
This pipe is the height of a midget.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Is you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Let's get it.
I caught a case, but I gotta quit it.
Let's get it.
The gun, I stay with it. I admit it.
Let's get it.
I rap about it, cause I really live it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Is you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I be on the back block, crack spot, flipping like a laptop.
Yeah.
Glizzy whole shell just like a crab clock. 33 Scotty Pippen clip, make your ass hot. Cross the street when them dogs release. Stick them boonies on your ass, make it hard to sleep. Shots fired, they call police. Got a man down. Cops pull up to the scene, find you laying brown. Dead on a rainbow, holier than a vine.
Yeah,
let's get it. Black powder, black fitted, black chopper for visit. Make you do a full visit. If it ain't about a dollar, then it ain't the whole business. If they say it's about the paper, then you know I'm all in it.
Let's get it.
I'm back, I was gone for a minute.
Let's get it.
Man, you can't do it like I did it.
Let's get it.
This pipe is the height of a midget.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Is you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Let's get it.
I caught a case, but I gotta quit it.
Let's get it.
The gun, I stay with it. I admit it.
Let's get it.
I rap about it, cause I really live it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Is you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. AR living.
I live it.
Talk coke and guns, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Gunfights with killers, I did it.
I did it.
This not just rap, I live it.
I live it.
Man, Snooki used to play hooky. Now I'm in the crib running coke to a cookie. Mom keeps saying, Ab, please change. Mom, I'm broke. Ab need change. Ab deranged. I kept bodies. Ab need brain. Life's a zombie. All black Tommy. 100-round drum. Fuck blood. Here, cough up lungs.
Let's get it.
I'm back. I was gone for a minute.
Let's get it.
Man, you can't do it like I did it.
Let's get it.
This pipe is the height of a midget.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Is you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Let's get it.
I caught a case, but I gotta quit it.
Let's get it.
The gun, I stay with it. I admit it.
Let's get it.
I rap about it, cause I really live it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Is you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Let's get it.
All right, we're going to make sure you hit us up, mindspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Once again, it's mindspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. We will be here tomorrow live from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And if it's definitely jumping, then we'll be here from 7 to 9. And like I said, show us support. Hold us down if you want that book. The deep book, hit me up on MySpace and I'll find a way to get, you know, get it to you people. Just, you know, stay tuned and be real to yourself, be real to your true people, be real to God. And, you know, put God first for your life. And if you're in a relationship, make sure you find every way, shape, and form. Or you do everything that's possible to. We so 8, 5, 6, we so 6, 0, 9. Yo, make sure that y'all do everything to make that work out because I want a relationship bad as hell and I can't get it because the girl that I want, I left a big scar. And I'm not talking about as far as hitting, I'm talking about I left a scar as to, you know. Her trust, toyed with her trust, and now she doesn't want me no more. So that really sucks and that really hurt me, but it's like that's what I get for fucking up in the past. So that's what I'm trying to tell you people, don't fuck up. Be true to the one that really loves you. And have a good life. You know, be thankful. Because there's a lot of women out here that aren't true. So, all I gotta say is be thankful. And that's pretty much it. I'll play this next track. Actually, it's not even a track. It's just a speech. I'm gonna switch it up though.
What we've already achieved is what we can and must achieve tomorrow. This election has many firsts, stories that we told for generations, but one that's on my mind tonight is about a woman and a ballot in Atlanta.
Hi,
it's Lou. I'm just a generation past slavery.
She was born.
There were no cars on the road or planes or the with someone like her.
She was born in a household that was meant to. For everyone to watch their back. She grew up in a household and still came out on top of the game. We had our thick and thins, but she still came out on top of the game, and that's all that matters.
Her couldn't vote for two reasons, because she was a woman.
She's a strong woman. And she's a strong Puerto Rican woman.
I think about all that she's seen throughout her century in America. The heartache and the hope. The struggle and the
struggle.
The times we were told that we can't.
The times we were told that it won't ever happen. The times we were told that, hey, GQ, you're never going to meet her. And, hey, Nana, I guess I'll call you Nana, I'm going to blow your name up. But times we were told, oh, he's a dog, he's this, he's that. And we said that we can, we can make it happen.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can make it happen.
At a time when women's voices were silenced and their hopes dismissed, she lived to see them stand up and speak out and reach for the ballot.
Yes, Nana reached out, even though when one tried to shut her up and try to abuse her and try to put her out there as to she was a piece of shit, but she still stood up and made it her destiny to succeed in life.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. She stood up and realized that, you know what, I don't have to put up with this shit, and I am going to make it. Yes, I am.
When there was despair in the Dust Bowl and depression across the land, she saw a nation conquer fear itself with a new deal, new job, a new sense of common purpose.
A new job, a new career. She kept with stride and kept going in. And getting those jobs and going to church. And after going to church, she realized, you know what? I can go to church, get a job, and get another job, and go to school. You know why? Because she said, yes, she can.
Yes, we can. When the bombs fell on our harbor and tyranny threatened the world, she was there to witness a generation rise to greatness.
She was there to witness a lot of ignorance going on through our household, but she did not let it stop her because she is a strong woman, a strong Puerto Rican woman. And even though I left a big scar in her heart, I wish that she could hear me out loud and realize that I am sorry and I would never let it happen again. But unfortunately, this is the real world and it's not GQ's world. So if she chooses to get over it, it's because she chooses it, and I can't rush her on that one. I can't blow her phone up. I can't, you know, constantly get pissed off, because now, and only now, even though before, but even now, I realize that it's a scar, and it's never going to go away. And I really wish it could, but it won't, and I am sorry.
And the democracy was saved. Yes, we can. She was there for the buses in Montgomery, the hoses in Birmingham, a bridge in Selma, and a preacher from Atlanta who told the people that we shall overcome. Yes, we can. A man touched down on the moon. A wall came down in Berlin.
In Berlin.
A world was connected, by,
world
all
connected by all science and imagination.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1.
You people out there in radio land might think that it's pretty lame that I'm leaving the girl of my dreams messages, but I feel as though if she's never going to talk to me ever again, I give her something to remember me by, because
It sucks, but hey, you win some, you lose some, right? I mean, I might be single all my life, but just knowing that she's doing good, that's all that matters. I might die of celibacy. As long as it sucks. I wish I could take back the future or the past, but I can't. This is what keeps me sane. Leaving fucking messages.
In this election, touch your finger to a string.
Touch the finger.
And tap turbo.
She touched her finger and realized that, you know, she didn't want to put up with my negativity and my bullshit. And you know it wasn't bullshit. I still stuck in there and wanted to be there. Now she turned her phone off and doesn't want to talk to me ever again. And I just want to say that she is my Audrey Range, and I wanted to be her Jack Bauer. As to she is my cane, and I wanted to be her candy. As she is my Lobby, and I wanted to be her pop. But not all things happen my way, and I'm deeply in love with her, and I always will be in love with her. So, you know.
Because after 106 years in America, through the best of times and the darkest of hours, she knows how America can change.
Because out of 26 years, well, actually, not even, 26 years in America, she's witnessed the darkest side of me as well as the light side of me. And she should know that I will change. But I don't know if she knows, or I don't think she cares. I wish she did care. But if she doesn't care, there's nothing I can do to help her care. Even though I really am deep in love with her, and I'm on a radio show telling people this, and I don't give a fuck. Because I'm not afraid to share my beliefs. And if she wants me to stop calling her, damn it, I'll try my best. But I won't call her as much because I don't want to annoy her. And I don't want her to hate me even more than what she is hating me now. Well, I'll do that on the next message. I feel like a fucking star. Oh, shit. Yeah, this is what you do when you're in love. You do shit like this. And it's all, I can't think negative. Like, I can't think, oh, well, she's not answering the phone because she's doing this or she's doing that. That's not right. You know, I fucked up in the past because of that. Because of me fucking up, I have to deal with this shit. And it's not, you know. Don't hang up.
Yes, we can. America, we have come so far.
I've come so far.
We have seen so much.
I've seen so much.
But there's so much more to do.
But there's so much more
for
to
tonight,
do. For tonight, please let me ask
our
you. If our children should live to see the next
my
century,
daughters.
If our daughters or our sons, because that's what it's about. It's not about now. I understand that what I did is fucked up. And I'm sorry. And if I could take it back, if I could take that scar away, damn it, I would. But I can't. But what I do want to do is I want to tell you that I don't want
to be with you just for now. I want you to be my wife forever. And just like I want to be your husband forever. I want us to have kids. I want us to have a future together. I understand you can't forgive. You can't forget about it. But, and I'm pretty sure you can't forgive me. But what I do ask you to do is not only to forgive, not only to forget, but to realize that I need you as well as you need me so that we can have a good life together. And we can work on our differences. And as we're working on them, we'll get better. And we can make each other's dreams come true, which those dreams are you and I being together forever. Because I am deeply in love with you. And there's no one else that I want more greater than you.
I'd be so lucky to live as long as Ann Dixon Cooper. What change will Mason make? What progress will we have made?
What progress will we have made
this
to see our children grow? This is our chance to answer that call.
This is our hope.
This is our moment.
This is our time.
This is our time.
Our people back to work. Open doors of opportunity for our people.
Us back together.
Restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace.
Promote the cause of
to
peace.
To reclaim
you
the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental
reaffirm
that out of many we are one.
Out of many we are one.
The more we breathe, we hope.
The more
and
the breathe, we hope. And where we have meant criticism
and
doubt.
Tell us that we can't, we will respond.
And those that have told us all our lives, those that have told you, my love, all your life, that you can't, those that have told me, all my old friends, all my brothers, that told me that I can't and I won't and I would never meet you, those that have put us down and thought negativity and brought negativity towards us, I would like to, yet again and once again, just come out in the open. And with you by my arms, with your belly fat from my seed, and us being very successful in life, I would love to tell them.
Bond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
May God bless you.
May God bless you and all your family. And I hope you have a good holiday. And if you find someone else better than me, then I wish you the best of luck. Just because you're with somebody don't mean I'm going to move on. I'm stuck on you, and I love you, and I'm deeply in love with you, and I will always love you. Have a good night, Luz. Bye.